This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden responded to reporters' questions about the governors of Texas and Mississippi ending mask mandates and allowing businesses to fully reopen, saying it's a big mistake amid the pandemic. Biden said as the nation makes progress with vaccinations, the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. During the previous administration of Republican President Donald Trump, who downplayed the severity of COVID-19 despite eventually becoming infected himself, not wearing a mask became a political statement. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal health officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing while the country escalates the number of Americans being vaccinated against the virus. The U.S. Capitol Police Department says it made significant security upgrades, including increased manpower, after getting intelligence about a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol today. The building where Congress meets has been protected with the help of National Guard troops and surrounded by an extended security perimeter with tall fencing since the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Trump. That mob breached the Capitol as members of Congress met to certify President Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Thursday's date is connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Trump, who repeatedly falsely claimed was mass voter fraud, cost him the election, but returned to power on March 4th. The date was an inauguration day for U.S. presidents until it was moved to January. By remote, this is VOA News. The top intelligence officials of the FBI and Department of Homeland Security made a troubling acknowledgement in congressional testimony Wednesday. Neither agency had garnered intelligence indicating that supporters of Trump would storm the Capitol on January 6th in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead-up to the Capitol attack, and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Wednesday he would not resign in wake of a series of sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him by young women, but offered a fresh apology and vowed to fully cooperate with a review by the state's attorney general. An attorney for one of the three women accusing Cuomo of misconduct said the governor's apology was full of falsehoods. The complaints about sexual misconduct emerged after questions mounted over Cuomo's handling of the coronavirus pandemic last year as it tore through nursing homes. New York State politicians, many of them fellow Democrats, have said that Cuomo tried to silence his critics and routinely govern through intimidation. The Pentagon says a U.S. contractor died Wednesday when at least 10 rockets slammed into an airbase housing U.S. and other coalition troops in western Iraq. Spokesman John Kirby of the Pentagon said the contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering and died shortly afterward. Speaking to reporters, President Biden said the rocket strike is being investigated. He added, "We're trying, or rather identifying, who's responsible, and we'll make judgments from that point." The rocket attack was the first since the United States struck Iran-aligned militia targets along the Syria-Iraq border last week, killing one militia man and stoking fears of another cycle of tit-for-tat attacks, as happened more than a year ago. Iraq beefed up security this week as Pope Francis prepares to make his first ever trip to the country. Police were deployed on the streets of Baghdad while troops set up checkpoints around the churches that the pontiff will visit. He's due to arrive on Friday and stay until Monday on a tour that will focus on the difficulties faced by Iraq's hard-pressed Christian community. And protesters flooded the streets of Mandalay in Myanmar's second city on Thursday, rejecting last month's military coup. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.